It's hard not to be moved by scenes like that. Those who gave the ultimate sacrifice that we might continue to live. But I'm also reminded of someone else who gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that's Jesus our Lord. So let us remember all those who perished that we might live. Yeah, this is Memorial Day weekend. What is a memorial? A memorial is something, whether it's an event, a particular day, might be a statue, might be a plaque, something to cause us to remember something important. That's what a memorial is. There are many instances of memorials in Scripture, and I do want to talk about one, at least as a lead-in anyway. This is one that God instructed the Israelites to set up. And this was when they crossed the Jordan, when Joshua led them into the Promised Land. It says, and it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourself 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet stood firm. When the priests' feet entered the water of the Jordan, it stopped flowing. And the people were able to cross over on dry land, much the same way as they did over the Red Sea. And that's what the reference is, where the priests' feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Not talking about a pebble, not talking about a little rock, but a large stone. 12 stones, and they would heap them up on the banks of the Jordan. And naturally, in time to come, when their children or their children's children or those after them would ask, what do these stones mean? And they would be able to tell the children. This causes us to remember what God did for us, that he dried up the waters of the Jordan that we could cross over into the land that he promised our ancestors to give us. That was a memorial. As I say, there are many other instances of memorials in the Bible, but I just thought I'd pick out this one because it's a good example of what a memorial is. We have many memorials. We have many statues and plaques, and we have buildings named after people. We have streets named after people or events. You saw some in the video. The first scene was the sunken battleship Arizona. The memorial is there so that everybody remembers what happened at Pearl Harbor. That was a long time ago, but yet the memorial is still there because we are to remember certain events, certain things that happened in this country's history. Many people strive to have a memorial for themselves. They want their name to continue. That's why you see the names of certain people on buildings, or a hospital wing, or at a library or something. This was donated by, in memory of, or something like that. We all want, well, I shouldn't say we all, but so many people want something tangible that will cause other people to remember them. Could be any number of things. Foundations. We have the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. All sorts of things like that, named after people, because they want to be remembered. Those are all memorials. Whether we agree with them or not, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, there are memorials all around us. All around us. Even in this church, I think there are some. It's evident that that's important to mankind, to have something to remember them by. But what about us? Should we strive to have some memorial for ourselves? Is that what God would want us to do? To have our name on a street sign or a building, a park bench, dedicated in memory of whatever? I don't know. In itself, maybe it's not wrong. But I think that there is a particular kind of memorial that we should be more concerned with than having our name plastered on a sign someplace. I think we all want to be remembered by our family and friends when it comes time to pass on. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think there is a better kind of memorial. And, okay. Taken from Galatians, and you're familiar with this, I'm sure. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all fruits of the Spirit. These are all things that the Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit, is trying to grow in us. These are all quality traits of God Himself. And these are things that He wants us to have in our lives. This type of character. He wants us to love. Not love, just love ourselves, but to love others, to love God. To put Him first. To love as He loves. He wants us to have joy in our hearts and in our lives. Not to be burdened by the things that weigh us down, the circumstances that come into our lives. He wants us to have peace in our hearts, the peace that passes all understanding. Long-suffering. He wants us to be patient. That's so very hard. But God is patient. Look at how long He's been working in us and with us and through us to change us. He is the perfect example of patience. I don't think any one of us would be able to have as much patience as God does in working with one another. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All quality traits of God. Think about this for a moment. If all of these traits are flourishing in you, what better memorial is there? Then whenever that time comes that any one of us should pass on, and our name is mentioned, isn't it? Okay, explain. I'm at a loss for words for a moment here, but If these are the things that come to mind when your name is mentioned, what better memorial is there? This man, this woman, whatever, was a godly person, a godly man, a godly woman, because all of these traits and characteristics are prominent in your life. What better memorial is there? And for people to say, yes, there was a godly life lived. That was a godly person. Because we could see all of these characteristics. That person loved. That person was full of joy. That person had peace and was patient with others, was kind and good, faithful, gentle, and exercised self-control, didn't lose his temper or whatever, and just exemplified who Jesus is and was as he lived on this earth. I would think that that's the kind of memorial that we as Christians should strive for, to be remembered in that way. Because there is no better way. I mean, after all, that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, to conform us to the image of Christ. And if we are remembered as being Christ-like, I'll tell you, that is far, far better than having our name on some plaque or some street sign or some building or whatever. Because all that is going to perish. When the Lord comes back and he creates new heavens and a new earth, there's not going to be any street signs or hospital wings with names on it or plaques or park benches dedicated in memory of. But those who have been conformed to the image of Christ will shine as bright as the stars in the heavens. And that's one of the promises that we have. We will shine as brightly as he does. What better thing is there than to be like him? So let's not worry about the things that we do to be remembered by. But let's be concerned with what we are and how we can be remembered by that. There's nothing better to be remembered by than to be said, that was a Christ-like life. So, I think that's the kind of memorial that we should be concerned about. And I think that would please God more than anything else, more than any of our works or anything that we say, just being who he wants us to be, like our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Father God, I know this is Memorial Day weekend, and typically we honor those who sacrifice their lives on behalf of others. But in a sense, Lord, we are doing that as well. We're sacrificing our life, our desires, our wants and needs and whatever, to be like you, to lay down our lives, to follow you, to be more like you. And we want to be recognized as such, Lord, so that people in the world, those who are lost, those who don't know anything about you, would look at us and see the way we conduct our lives and say, wow, there's something about that person. There's something that is attractive, that is good, that is desirable. And then we can just tell them, yes, it's because we have Jesus in our lives, and he is making us like him. And the things that you see all relate to him, are all part of his character. And that's why it is so desirable. Make us into that, Lord, that others may see you in us, so that any time our name is mentioned, it'll be automatically reflected back to you, Lord, and who you are. Thank you for the work that you're doing in each one of us, Lord. Thank you for all your wonderful blessings. And thank you, Lord, also that you have given us a memory that we can have memorials in our lives. Thank you, Father. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.